This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals are pushing back against a new report that finds big hospital systems don't adequately tell consumers about their rights and potential financial aid. A 2022 state law requires that hospitals inform patients of their rights, screen them to see if they qualify for financial help, and offer discounts to patients who do qualify. The nonprofit Colorado Consumer Health Initiative examined websites and made calls in English and Spanish to almost 90 hospitals. It found many are not complying. Julie Lonborg is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
Hospitals work diligently day in and day out to comply with both state and federal laws.
A recent study found high health costs hit Coloradans hard. Most say they experienced an issue with health affordability in the past year. Voters in the Telluride area have approved new taxes to help pay for a popular gondola system. David Ivoril with the local transit authority says the gondola connects Telluride to nearby Mountain Village and carries more than 3 million passengers a year.
I don't think it could be understated, you know, how it hasn't just been a huge benefit across the board. I don't even know if we could ever put a figure on it, to be honest.
The new taxes will pay for operations and maintenance and will help the authority save money for a complete replacement in the coming years. The bridge connecting Montrose and Gunnison is open again. It was closed for months. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
The US 50 Middle Bridge had been mostly closed since April after multiple cracks were found during a special inspection. The bridge, which serves as a key route for communities surrounding Blue Mesa Reservoir in southwestern Colorado, was partially reopened with one lane in July. Crews installed 250 tons of steel plate to repair the structure. Meanwhile, the US 50 Lake Fork Bridge remains limited to one lane. Full two-lane access is expected to resume in December. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this is Morning Edition here on CPR News.